Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki says his government is reviewing the latest package of trade and economic incentives presented last week by EU Policy Chief Javier Solana and representatives of five of the six major powers involved in the negotiations. He's heard here through a translator.
These examinations are happening now, and very soon I will respond to the letter given to me by the six foreign ministers. And I hope that we will be able to enter a new process with a multifaceted approach in mind.
Mottaki said the approach adopted by Solana and the delegation, as well as the substance of their talks, has paved the way for what he called a new atmosphere. The six powers, Britain, France, the United States, Russia, China, and Germany, have demanded that Iran suspend uranium enrichment that could be used to fuel a nuclear weapon. Mottaki would not say directly when asked whether Iran has changed its position and would comply. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Zalmay Khalilzad expressed some skepticism as to whether there is a real shift in Iranian policy.
We have to wait and see whether there is an actual change, or is there an effort to sugarcoat a hardline policy, a defiant policy that has characterized Iran's policy with regard to the demands that the world has made, the Security Council has made repeatedly from Iran, that it should suspend enrichment and reprocessing activities.
Earlier, President Bush repeated his stance that all options remain on the table regarding Iran, but that he has made it clear to all parties his administration's first preference is to solve this issue diplomatically. But he warned Iran if it does not stop enriching uranium, it will be isolated and suffer economic hardship. Tehran has rejected accusations that it is working to develop a weapon and says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.